You're listening to the Morning News Podcast, brought to you by BigRapidsDailyNews.com, and I'm Steve Gove. Governor Rick Snyder is speaking out against the new revised Affordable Care Act. Tim Burke has the story.
Governor Rick Snyder says he's against the GOP plan to overhaul the Affordable Care Act. Snyder is particularly concerned about how the congressional plan would affect Medicaid, especially the Healthy Michigan program that enrolled more than 650,000 people who wouldn't have coverage otherwise. Snyder says he and other governors have tried to make their case but have been ignored, and he fears the Republican plan would drive up states' Medicaid costs.
For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
The massive windstorm that tore roofs off of homes and down power lines across the state could also rip a hole in your budget, which is why experts are urging caution with the repair process. Lori Connarton with the Insurance Institute of Michigan says after a disaster like this, scam artists are often looking to move in.
They may come into an area after a storm and start knocking on doors and getting on your roof and telling you you have damage. But you know what? Call your insurance agent to verify your benefits immediately after a disaster. Have them look at it first.
In a high-tech twist, many of those affected areas will now see pop-up ads for repair companies on social media websites. But Connarton says it's always best to get referrals from family and friends or to check with the Better Business Bureau. The Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association has announced for a second straight year that Michigan drivers will again be paying an extra $10 towards caring for people catastrophically injured in crashes. That amount is now $170 per year. Michigan is the only state requiring drivers to buy unlimited medical benefits. Funds are collected to reimburse insurers for personal injury protection claims exceeding $555,000. Speed and snowy road conditions were factors in a car accident that sent one Leroy man to the hospital in Mecosta County. Deputies say the 24-year-old driver was traveling on Northland Drive just south of 21 Mile Road in Green Township. That's where the man lost control, left the road, and struck multiple trees. The driver was taken to Spectrum Health Big Rapids Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. Big Rapids Public Schools has announced a new website for its district. Tim Burke spoke with school officials.
Big Rapids Public Schools is launching a new website. Accounts coordinator and marketing director Jennifer Prince, who headed up the initiative for a new website, says it's a big improvement over the old website.
Our goal is for it to be user-friendly, where parents and students and faculty and staff can visit our page for more resources than maybe what they've had in the past.
Each school now has its own homepage with news, Facebook feeds, upcoming events, and calendars. Prince says users can now isolate information from each school individually, making it easier for parents and students who are looking for information on their particular school. You can visit the new website at bigrapids.foxbrightcms.com. For the Big Rapids Radio Network, I'm Tim Burke reporting.
Representatives from most of Michigan's 83 county road agencies are meeting today in Lansing to discuss their responsibility to improve the state's transportation system. The road agencies will talk about various subjects, including a new local road warranty program, guiding right-of-way development with increasing infrastructure demands, and a number of initiatives such as a new local federal fund exchange program. And now you're up to date. I'm Steve Gove for BigRapidsDailyNews.com.